Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Jones back on the show. Terry Jones, founder and the principal of his organization, folks, he founded Kayak. He also founded the travel industry, Travelocity. Remember that back in the 90s, back when everybody had dial-up. He founded the online industry, and he's been a leader in that industry for a long time. He's got a vested interest emotionally, if not professionally, in the travel industry, and that's the reason he's here to talk to us about COVID passports. Terry, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you again.
So tell us about COVID passports. We've heard about them, and on first blush, they sound a little bit sinister. I can see where some people, you know, if you're a suspect of the government, which is not an unhealthy thing to be, COVID passport sounds a little bit sinister, but it's not really, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, in both sides are a little worried about it, so that's always good if you upset both sides. Because the left is a little worried about it and saying it's an invasion of privacy, and there's some talk on the right it's about forced vaccination. Well, it isn't about either. What a COVID passport is merely an identification that says, I got a shot. I have a negative test or I got a vaccine. It's very similar to the card international travelers have carried for years. When you go into, let's say, Africa, you have to prove you have a cholera shot or a yellow fever shot.
Yep.
It's totally voluntary. So the idea is you get your shot. I got my first one a few weeks ago. I'm waiting for my second. And then the person who gave you the shot, the hospital or the local doctor, uploads that information that you got the shot into the cloud, verifying you got it. And then, let's say I'm going to get on an airline or I'm going through a border, the scanner there pings a central site and says, did Terry get, is this a real COVID passport? And goes, yeah, he did. Okay, you can get on. Because countries are requiring this. Airlines are requiring either a negative test or proof of vaccination. Hotels are requiring it. And well, it's going to get travel moving again.
This is going to be an essential thing. This is not going to be optional if you're going to be any kind of a serious traveler. Maybe even inside the United States, because, you know, as you know, we've over the last 8-9 months, we've had states that would quarantine you if you were going there.
That's right. And think about conventions. I just wrote an op-ed for a big meetings magazine saying, think you're going to have a convention this fall? Well, you know, how many people are going to be vaccinated by the fall? Maybe 75% of us, if we're lucky. Well, then you got 25% who aren't. You're going to have, and then you're going to have international people coming in. You're going to have some way to verify it's safe to have a COVID-free convention. How are you going to do that? So it's a good idea. The only problem is right now there's about 10 of these things. IBM has one. Microsoft has one. The Travel Association has one. The World Economic Forum has one. Some governments have them. They don't talk to each other. Uh-huh. So what I'm doing is working with travel stakeholders to say, let's talk to our government to not run these, but to issue a standard that say, it's not a Tower of Babel. They all have to talk to each other.
How would this be that much different than the what is the system of this parallel to TSA? I'm part of it, but I always forget the name of it.
TSA pre.
No, not pre. The other one, the private one.
Clear.
Clear. That's what I'm trying to say. Clear. I mean, clear.
Well,
I'm a member of Clear. I put my biometric on the screen, and I go through just like if I'm pre. What do you think?
And they're another choice. Clear also has one.
But wouldn't that kind of a regimen, that kind of a system work? That's what you're working toward, isn't it?
That's right, but they all have to communicate because CLEAR only exists in a limited number of airports. It doesn't exist.
I don't mean CLEAR. I don't mean using CLEAR's COVID passport. I mean an organization that pulls off for COVID passports what CLEAR pulled off to be in parallel with TSA.
Well, that's right, but we have a lot of people doing this who are all different, including many countries, and they have to communicate. So what I'm working on is getting all these people to talk to each other and trying to get this done because, you know, after I got my COVID shot, I got a little piece of cardboard, and it says I got a shot. It isn't even signed.
Right. There's stories where people are using Photoshop to alter their printed COVID shot. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back and talk about this more with our good friend Terry Jones. He's the founder of the online travel industry, Travelocity. He's now the managing principal at Essential Ideas. Quick break. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.